Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday. Hey, you guys, if you are listening to this podcast before the end of September of 2023, let me tell you about our three offerings that we've got going on for this fall. The first one is 14 days for $14 for the Bar membership. Bar is a strength and mobility class that's offered Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays with Coach Raquel. And if you want to try six classes for $14, then this is the perfect time to do that. Only offered this September. The second offering is a two-for-one gym membership for either the cross-training classes or for open gym times. If you buy a full monthly membership for the month of September, you get your second membership for free. So if you've been thinking about starting the gym, bring a friend, do it now, and one of you will have a free gym membership. The third thing that we're changing up here for the fall is a new class called the After Work class, where there is no specific start time for this class. It starts when you get in the door, so you are never late. If you work at the school, come right after school at 4 o'clock, and there will be a coach waiting to help you get warmed up. If you work at the bank and you're not done till 4:30, come on over. 4:30, you are not late. If you work at social services and you have no idea when you are finished work, come anytime between 4 and 6. You are not late for class, but you will have the benefit of somebody giving you an option for a warm-up, for the workout of the day, keeping you motivated, running the clock and the music, and making sure that you end your day stronger, happier, and healthier when you come to K2 Cross Training. Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Today's Monday Matters podcast is going to be talking a little bit about some of the weight loss drugs that I am learning about and have been doing a bit of a deep dive into in the last month or so. In response to my diabetes program that I started. So I wanted to be able to break down some of the barriers to a healthy lifestyle for people who were managing diabetes, because diabetes is a chronic health disease that can be managed through lifestyle. So there are some things that you have them or you don't. And diabetes is one of those things where you have it or you don't, but its progression can be significantly impacted by your lifestyle, your habits, the food that you eat, the exercise. You can better manage your diabetes and your disease when you have a handle on your health and your lifestyle. So owning a gym, knowing about nutrition, knowing about insulin resistance and blood sugar, I wanted to be able to create a support and a population of humans who were all wanting to improve habits and lifestyle. What I learned on our first gathering is that most of these people in our community who are managing their diabetes have been put on the drug Ozempic. And I could not believe it, because I knew about Ozempic and I knew what it was designed to do and I knew of its effectiveness. I've heard of all of these things before, but the drug was designed originally for severely obese type 2 diabetics. That actually does not describe any of the people I now know on Ozempic. So Ozempic is a drug. It can be called, there's other names for it, but Ozempic is a drug, and it mimics what there's a hormone in our body, GLP-1 it's called, and that's what helps our body to regulate our blood sugars through a long process, but our GLP-1 works with our liver that is storing the fat that our body has absorbed through our foods, through the what we're eating, changing it from carbohydrates into sugars and then storing it. And if we don't use that energy, that sugar, those carbohydrates, if we don't use them, they get stored. And eventually our body says, okay, we've stored all that we can. We cannot take any more out. Our pancreas and our liver cannot do this anymore. That's insulin's job, but it can't keep doing this. The pancreas can't keep producing the insulin. And so we become insulin resistant. And so these drugs that people are now taking are doing what our cells have no longer been able to do because we've become insulin resistant. Type 2 diabetes. But the drugs are also being prescribed or given to people simply for weight loss that are not diabetic. So diabetics that are not severely obese, and then people who are just wanting to lose weight are going on these medications, and they work. They work for weight loss. They help your body to lose weight. And everybody's thrilled with that. That's a great thing. That's what the goal is. And so I am trying to understand, because if things sound a little too good to be true and a little too easy, I believe they probably are too good to be true and not necessarily a good thing. So I started doing a little bit of diving into what is Ozempic doing to our body to make it lose weight. First of all, it usually causes gastro issues. So for most people on Ozempic, they spend time feeling very nauseous, throwing up, and having diarrhea, and feeling quite sick at the thought of eating, the smell of food, actually eating. Eating does not agree with people on this drug. Therefore, they lose weight. Okay, I'm a bit of a root cause. Let's get down. And like, gut health is honestly the basis of all of my work. People's gut health is the foundation. Your brain can only function as well as your body is feeding it. So if you stop eating because everything makes you want to puke, how well are you thinking? How well are you, when you're not eating, how well are you digesting your food? And if you're not digesting very much food, what are you getting for nutrition? Where's your nutrient stores? It just blows my mind listening to people talk about how they're having to force themselves to eat once a day. But they've lost 10 pounds. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what are you doing to your microbiome? What are you doing to your intestines and to your health and to your digestive system, which I truly believe is the foundation of our body and our health? So I think you can hear in my voice what my opinion is of all of that. But I wanted to go into the research with a really open mind. And I found some positives. I did find the pros. If you're looking for the cons are it's messing up your microbiome, which is your basis for health. And I do not recommend that you go and do anything that might destroy a healthy gut system. And most people don't go into these drugs with a healthy gut system, and these drugs are definitely not going to make it better. So those are the cons, some of the cons. Let's talk about the pros, though, just so you know that I did find some. One of the things that, this is all anecdotal research. These are the things that people are telling me about their experience being on these drugs, that for the first time in their life, they've been able to go into Regina and avoid fast food and drive-thrus and takeout and eating out. I have people who have never been to Regina without eating out. And then all of a sudden, the thought of eating that greasy food makes them so uncomfortable and so nauseous feeling, they don't bother. And they go in and out of Regina and do their errands and the things, and they don't buy the takeout. Ozempic did that. But they're learning that it's possible. And they truly believe that now that they are learning how to do these things and how to pack a few snacks in case you do feel hungry, but you don't want to eat that greasy food because it'll make you sick. Now that they're learning how to do it differently, they're going to keep that habit. So the unwell feeling that food is giving them the opportunity to learn the habit of not eating that food, not eating that junk food. The other thing, the other pro that people are finding is the connection between these weight loss drugs and addictions. It makes you not feel well to drink when you are on these drugs. And so people are changing their habits. I had a human tell me that they went for their first round of golf without a beer in their life. They started golfing as an adult and it was a fun tournament and they had a beer and it became an association and they golf all the time, 3-4 times a week and for sure on weekends, but they drank every single round of golf until they went on Ozempic and now they don't. And they're losing weight and their blood sugars are more stable. Okay, those are positives. We also have people who are understanding portion control because as soon as they start eating, they don't feel good, so they don't eat very much. All of a sudden, what they would have normally put on their plate, they're only eating half of it. And they're recognizing that, hey, like I wake up the next day even when I haven't eaten as much food. Portion control becomes something that they have a little bit more actual control over. So that was a positive. That's a lifestyle habit that you can start implementing when you're on these drugs. And my biggest issue with all of this is if there are some positives, if we can, because having unregulated blood sugar is deadly. Like it's deadly. You do not want to have blood sugars that are all over the map. You want to have a regulated blood sugar level. So it's not that I am taking this and saying everybody who's on Ozempic needs to go off of it right now because that's not safe either. My problem is with the entire system that we are all in, that it is possible for people to go and get these drugs with these severe side effects to them with absolutely no support or counseling or, you know, incentive or initiative to create habits. There's no follow-up as far as what have you learned? What are you going, how are we going to wean you off of these drugs with your new habits in place now? How are you going to live this healthier lifestyle where you eat less and you don't drink as much and you go to Regina without takeout? How are you going to do that without the drug? There's no conversation happening like that. In my perfect world, severely obese, morbidly, at the risk of death, if we don't get their health under control and get their weight under control, are given these helpful drugs that will regulate their blood sugar and help them to lose some weight. But each month when their prescription is needed, they have to prove they've been to 2 counseling appointments or something that says that the actual root of the health concerns, the reason we've got to that point where Ozempic is needed, is being addressed. Because that's the lifestyle choices that will make you have longevity. Being on this drug is not going to make you live longer. Learning how to live in a way that mimics what happens when you're on the drug, minus the nausea and the diarrhea, of course, but learning how to live in a healthier with healthier habits, that's where longevity will come in. And I really think it's important that if we are going to give out these medications, we find a way in our society to make the recommendations or the lifestyle coaching mandatory to go with them. Because that's the service that people really need. So weight loss drugs are not just being used for diabetics. In the States especially, you can buy them. The celebrities are using them. They're seeing it all the time. You're seeing all of these celebrities who have lost this weight. They're getting what they're calling Ozempic face. One of the other things that is very concerning for me is Ozempic helps you to lose weight, but it's losing muscle as well as fat. Whereas when you just are in a caloric deficit when you're working out at the gym, you can be building muscle while you're losing weight. Now, you could do that if you were on Ozempic, and I'm hoping that that's what's going to be one of the takeaways from the group of women that I'm working with in the diabetes group, is I'm getting them all lifting weights more than anything, more than cardio, more than anything else. I'm trying to get them to increase or at least stabilize the muscle loss that will be happening while they're on Ozempic. So know that when you are losing weight on Ozempic, you are probably losing muscle. And we all know that you need muscle mass to be strong and healthy for the long term. Muscle is what's going to, over the long term, make you healthier than anything else. So you don't want to be losing a lot of muscle while you're on these medications. But yet, nobody was given a strength program. Just the drugs, no strength program. No idea how to lift weight safely while they're losing weight. The other thing is sometimes the drugs make them feel so gross. They don't have the energy to do the exercise. How is that making it better? I can't understand that. So some bodies will adjust and feel better after, you know, 3 to 6 months being on this drug. But I question, what has your body done to adjust? Our bodies are beautiful, intelligent. Let them do their thing. And so when we alter what our body chemistry, or it's whispering. When you go on these drugs and you feel sick and you have diarrhea and you throw up, those are whispers. And when you ignore those whispers and your body has to adjust to you ignoring those whispers, what is it doing? What is the long-term effects of these weight loss drugs going to be? Anyway, I know that people are struggling to lose weight, and those habits are really challenging, and you might have tried everything. But if you have tried everything and your microbiome, your guts, do not digest food well, and it tells you that because of your bloating or your inability to lose weight or you are constipated or you have diarrhea, if you have any of those skin conditions, anything like that that tells you that your gut health is not optimal, adding drugs to that already, you know, misfiring digestive system is not going to be the long-term answer for a stronger, happier, healthier version of you. Do not stop taking weight loss medication cold turkey today. If you are on it and you want to continue to use it so that you can continue to develop the healthy habits and learn to understand your relationship with food and your relationship with food and lifestyle, do that. And then start, go back to your medical professional and figure out how you wean off of these drugs with your lifestyle changes in place. Because that's truly where you're going to get the best bang for your buck, health related. Okay, I know I don't do a great job of talking about the science of all of this. I am nobody's doctor. For sure. I am way more about the lifestyle, the habits, the mindset. That stuff makes me really passionate. So if you want the quick fix that is not the drug, but you want the fixes that actually get you where you want to go without using the drugs, then that's what you want to ask me about. That's what I want to be helpful. I hope everybody is going to have a great week this week. I will leave you with that little food for thought about weight loss drugs and Ozempic and Wegovy and whatever other names they are here in Canada. And if you are on a medication and it's working really well and you've had no side effects, I think that's fantastic. I think you're maybe not in the majority, but one of the lucky ones. And if you are not feeling good, then reach out and let's see how to get you feeling better. That is what you deserve. Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.